Casilla DL, kind of similar to what he was dealing with in spring training. You know, obviously, he has a little different workload this year. He's been prepared for it. He's been great for us, but felt it enough last night to where, you know, we feel like we need to give him some rest. 10-day DL nowadays probably works a little better. Hopefully, he is ready after the 10 days. Josh Lucas being sent down based on the fact that he's not going to be available in a couple days and the workload that our bullpen's had. We needed to add a couple arms. Certainly Chris Bassett gives us some length, and Ramirez is a guy that we just got who they like down there in his first outing. So those two will be here today. Frankie Montas will start tomorrow. We felt like with you know, Cahill's workload, as many pitches as he threw yesterday, that we wanted to give him an extra day. So Frankie will be here to start tomorrow.
Why Frankie rather than Kendall or any of the other options?
I think based on talking to our people and people down there, Frankie is pitching pretty well right now. So therefore,
how stretched out is he? How long, Frankie?
Frankie's full complement. I mean, he's upwards of 90 to 100 pitches, so no restrictions with him. He's throwing strikes. He's had a couple of good outings. You know, his breaking ball, obviously, going to take him where he needs to go. He's got a great fastball. But it was working on his off-speed stuff and throwing that for strikes, throwing that behind in the count, and they feel like he has that under control.
Carlos Ramirez is coming as a long man, or is there somebody who's just running?
I think Bassett's more of the length. I think Ramirez is more maybe some matchup stuff. They like what they saw in his first outing, and you know, we've obviously been a little overworked in the bullpen, need some arms here right now, so therefore we have two more guys coming in.
Will you skip Trevor a full turn?
Or just no, it's just an extra day. I get nervous around these guys. So, I mean, these guys were a big part of my youth. You know, watching those World Series games, actually coming here 11, 12 years old to watch some of those World Series games, and you know what these guys accomplished for this organization resonates deeply for me. So doing this for a little while, but still get a little nervous around these guys.
Yeah, your favorite is also here, Salvando.
Yeah.
You had a chance to talk a little bit with him?
Oh, definitely, yesterday, yeah. Rumor has it he's throwing out the first pitch today, and I'm catching it, so I'm a little nervous as far as that goes, too. But I've said often I wouldn't be in the position I'm in right now without Salvando. And his tutelage of me, you know, after my playing career, I owe him a lot. Yeah, I've only done two here. Boos and Sal are two pretty good guys to run out there for. I typically don't do those, but you know, with Sal, it was an easy yes.
What do you like from Chris Hatcher?
Yeah, I think it's getting his confidence back. You know, he's throwing the ball over the plate. You know, he's a guy that kind of exudes confidence. He was big for us last year and coming up, taking over the eighth inning role. Everybody goes through some struggles from time to time over the course of the season. You back him off a little bit and try to get him back, and he's pitched really well the last couple times out. He's given us two innings, too, where, you know, last year more of a one-inning guy, so he's pitching a lot better right now.
Good.
All right.
Thank you very much.